of ordinary North Korean people.
North Korea has barred UN human rights officials from visiting the country, maintaining it upholds human rights. I'm Ed Donahue.
Charles Jenkins, a U.S. Army deserter to North Korea in 1965, who married a Japanese abductee, lived in Japan after their release, has died. He was 77. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesdays, Linda's on sabbatical. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Newly remodeled, same great customer service, same great walk-in humidor. And guess what? It's getting to be close to Christmas. Today's the 12th, so there's only so many days left you can shop. And if you're thinking about buying a new gun down at Bastiani's, you might want to run down there this week because it's a 10-day waiting list.
Yeah.
So you can pick it up before Christmas. Oh, Christmas. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, Bob, what is the weather?
We got a little frost here and there, but it'll be the last night this week that it is this cold. We are seeing 28 degrees at Reading Municipal Airport. Downtown a little bit better at 31. Still nothing you want to go out in your T-shirt in. Temperature today will rise up
to... Did you say 28? I'm seeing 28 on the board there. Is that true?
28 at Reading Municipal Airport as of the last reading. It gets cold out on that plane.
Don't that...
The plane's on the plane. High today will be around 72 degrees. Tonight we're looking for a low of around 42 and a little bit warmer tomorrow, high of 76. That is pretty much the pattern for the rest of the week. Looking ahead for the 10-day outlook, we see no precipitation on the forecast. Right now in Reading, once again, 31 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans for your gas and propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. I'm here with Bill Mastin, friend and former, you're a former fire chief.
Is no, actually, captain. Fire captain
yes. Down in Southern California.
Los Angeles County.
Oh,
you're okay. Following those headlines, aren't you?
Well, that's why Bill's in here today, to talk about the fires. It just looks like it just keeps going on. It's like 250,000 acres down there now?
Yeah, well, it's actually a little over 231,000. Okay. That's the Thomas Fire, but if you add everything up, it's substantial. You know, they had the Creek Fire in L.A. County, which was 15,000. The Lilac Fire, which was a little over 4,000 down in San Diego. And then Rye Canyon Fire, which is about a little over 6,000 acres up in L.A. County again.
Jeez. Okay.
Well, and I know, a lot of people have been following it on the news.
But you talk to the guys down there, guys and girls down there, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, they
because
move around.
Because you train don't you train the smoke jumpers and the hot shots and, I mean, all these Cal Fire guys, you're out there training.
Yeah, I teach at the college for the Fire Academy, do thermal imaging training, some breaking and breaching. I also do medical training. It's a real hybrid class for the smoke jumpers because they have such a unique fit in the wildland community, and then also with the hot shots, and of course the Reading hot shots are a special leadership hot shot crew, international hot shot crew that are selected by their respective host forests to come and get leadership skills in Reading and then go back, take that training to their forest.
Oh, okay. So, but they still put a hotshot team out of here, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and they travel all
over. Well, we had them on last year, I think. And what a bunch of adrenaline junkies we got there. And, I mean, they love their job.
Yeah.
Underpaid. Tremendously underpaid.
Well, the wildland community at large, they do it because of the love of wildland.
Yeah.
I know it's... you'd have to understand it. We used to say you have to get inside of the bubble and dig in the dirt. Mm-hmm. To figure out why they like it so much, and it's very rewarding. And you're right, it's not a well paid. I also used to run inmate fire crews for L.A. County, similar to what is out of Sugar Pine, and of course those inmate fire crewmen are just as capable. They put their lives on the line just like the paid professionals do.
And they get 50 cents a day.
They get about $1 a day.
Or do they pay them?
There's different grades. You know, the your swamper who rides up in the front with the crew carrier, he gets a little bit more money. And then your lead saw, he gets a little bit more money.
Lead saw.
But it's only a couple bucks.
Chainsaw.
Correct. Yeah. And he gets to select his swamper. Or his bucker, the bucker that helps buck the brush away. So, yeah, there's kind of a system within there that they... But they don't get paid anything. And then actually, just last year, one of the inmates lost her life in Malibu on a fire.
Wow.
A rock got dislodged, came down and struck her in the head. L.A. County, our aircraft, we fly Blackhawks and 412s. They went in and effected a hoist rescue, got her out and flew her to the trauma center, but unfortunately she passed.
Yeah, anybody who thinks that wildland firefighters are overpaid needs to put on a full set of turnouts and pack 60 pounds of gear up and down some hills in August.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, but there's a different, I mean, their pay, though, their pay scales are different than, say, the cities and all that.
Correct.
That's the way I understood it, was that they were at a much lower pay rate than, say, city firefighters. But,
yeah.
I may be wrong on that, but I thought that's what somebody had told me that last year.
Well, they're, it's kind of historically, it's the wildland community where your whole job is basically digging in the dirt and hiking the hills.
Yeah. So
and
they count it differently for some reason.
Yeah. And the federal agency, you know, the Forest Service and BLM and those, they slowly but surely, I think, are coming along to not classify them as range technicians, but
that's
to classify
what it was.
Them.
That's what it was. They were being classified as the same as somebody that was digging in the soil and not a firefighter, not a professional firefighter.
Correct.
That's what it was. It was the classifications.
Yeah. The only time you heard them refer to that, Carl, is unfortunately when one of them was critically injured or killed, then they were referred to as a firefighter.
Oh, okay.
So there's a little kind of raw wound there.
They're not complaining about it. I mean, I just kind of heard it from a parent that was telling me about it.
Yeah.
That they were so proud of their son being in this. I read that that this was everything fell into place for this fire season. I mean, it was, you know, rain, heavy undergrowth, no control of it, people building out in the rolling weight, you know, hinterlands out there, you know, urban sprawl. That caused a lot of this, all the losses.
Well, wildland fires just move in three means. It's either a topography-driven fire, which you're seeing some of that now up in the Santa Barbara. It's running through canyons and stuff, and the topography is pulling it. It can be run across by fuels. Fuels can drive the fire, so the more fuels, the more denser the fuels, or what they refer to as a contiguous fuel bed of large fuels, 1,000-hour fuels, then it's hard to stop it. And, of course, the most predominant one is the weather. So when you have, you know, 50, 60, 70-mile-an-hour winds near hurricane-force winds, there's no you can't really get in front of it because there really is no front of it per se.
It just keeps racing so fast.
Yeah.
I had a biologist, tree biologist from Sierra Pacific tell me, she said that the way, because of the undergrowth and how things have not been taken care of, various laws, environmental groups, whatever you want, whatever causes it, so all that undergrowth is in there. She says the old ways of fighting fires is almost, in some areas, it's gone. You're going to have to fight them you're going to have to fight them from the air, and you're going to have to put people so far out to be able, you know, to building those, building the fire breaks, you know, the fire lines there, because the fire runs so fast.
Yeah,
and then I think one of the incidents was the those 12 down in or how many it was in New Mexico. Was it New Mexico or Arizona?
The hot shot.
Well, that was actually Yarnell. That was Granite Mountain hot shots. We actually are familiar with two of the individuals that perished on that. There was 19 of them. Usually a hot shot crew is 20, and they lost everybody but one gentleman who happened to be what was referred to as the lookout. We post a man up to watch our six, basically, and give us, it's called spinning weather. They give us updated weather information. They're our eyes and ears to what's going on, because your head is down, and particularly in wildland, you get kind of, you get into this
focused.
Kind of a dance, really, that as you're pushing through the brush and heavy equipment is bumping in, there's lots of moving parts, you know. There's direct attack aircraft that are coming overhead that are trying to hold the fire in check so you can get around it. Then there's big fixed wing aircraft that are doing indirect, and they're trying to, they're painting stuff to try to slow it up so we can get in behind it and cut the fuels away. So yeah,
but just like a military op, it's the ground guys who have to do the real dirty stuff.
And I know in
so on that one, what happened was, what happened on that? Did it just just ran?
Well, the weather came in over on top of them, and it was a thundercell, and a thundercell can create absolute havoc. I mean, we live and breathe by weather, and it's point weather. And I know Bob's wife; she is right on top of it, and we get a weather briefing every single morning before we go out in the line. It's called a operations morning briefing when we change sides, so to speak. And then we update weather constantly while we're out there. And when you get the influence, particularly of a thundercell, there's this thing called an outflow boundary.
When one of those things collapses, it's like a bomb going off,
Yeah. Well, in the fire, you'll see this. I've seen it several times. It's called a pyrocumulus cloud. There's so much energy release from all of these products being burnt, the homes, the vehicles, the chaparral, the trees, all of that. And it vaporizes, and it creates not only moisture but all this particulate matter. And it drives it straight up into the atmosphere tens of thousands of feet. And it almost looks like a nuclear cloud that's going up as you if you get a chance to stand underneath it. Well, the higher it goes, it does a thing called it ice caps. And the moisture that's being released from this reaction of the fire gets ice capped at an elevation. And if it gets ice capped enough, it will collapse. And that whole ice cap, this column, this pyrocumulus column, will collapse down into the fire and just wreak havoc. It's winds blasting every direction you can imagine.
And that's what happened? Have you seen one of those, Bob?
I've seen it in models, and during the break I'll have to mention something Brenda told me just the other day.
So this thing, can you see it?
But in Yarnell, it was actually a thunderhead, because, you know, thunderheads are very powerful. Yeah, it wasn't a pyrocumulus cloud. It was just a regular thunderhead. But the influence of that when it comes over fire can change the winds considerable. And when the winds change, there's this thing called it will change the spotting factors. So it might spot over the top of you down below, and you're constantly trying to post a lookout to try to keep track of, you know, where is the fire now? What's it doing now? Wow. Where's it going?
If you get lots of smoke and all this other stuff, there's no way.
Well, and
is there? Really?
Well, you always have to have, you know, quote unquote, an escape route and a safe zone.
Yeah.
So we always do that, and we know that if we try to get to this area, we'll be okay. But, you know, a lot of people think that there's always 100% right decision making, and that's not true, because there's too many variables in wildland.
Sure.
And
it's in combat. I mean, you are in combat. You are fighting you're fighting a enemy that's moving, and it's moving fast. So you've got to be. Yeah, I know. Hey, we've got to take a break. You're way over. I'm here with Bill Mastin, retired fire captain, who's telling us about the fighting of the fires and how, you know, in this case, how those 19 smoke jumpers in Yarnell, or hot shots in Yarnell were overcome by it was weather and a fire that was moving, you know, that just completely just moved in so many different directions so fast that there was no way out. But when we come back, I want to talk about the LA fires and how we can, you know, is there a way of preventing these things in the future like this? I mean, I know we can't do anything about weather, but there ought to be a way we can prevent a lot of the undergrowth and how we could put fire lines out, maybe. We'll be right back.
Accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Twin River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous special holiday buffet on Monday, December 25th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, ham, steamed clams, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11. Children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
During this holiday season, we want to thank all of our veterans and active military for defending our freedoms in areas all around the world. Every day, these brave men and women put themselves in harm's way so we may all enjoy the American way. I'm Joe Comente, Executive Director of the Shasta Builders Exchange and the Trade School. On behalf of our staff, members, and students, we want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a happy and safe New Year. God bless you, and thank you for your service.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Orchard Nutrition and Powerhouse Solar.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460. Wellgate Sports Club brings us this segment of the show down on the corner of Court and Cypress Street. Court in Eureka, I'm sorry. Down there, it has an indoor saltwater swimming pool. It's got Bohem Spa. It has it all down there. If you're looking for a great place to work out, clean facilities, very professional instructors. It is Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call, 768-1205, or just stop down there. Tell them Carl and Linda and Bob sent you. I'm here with retired fire captain Bill Mastin, who is a resident up here and a good friend of ours, but also has been one of the instructors out at Shasta College, and he has also taught the hot shots and the smoke jumpers, been involved in a lot of these fires. You know, we've got like 8 or 10 minutes left. You try and tell people, well, clear areas around your house. Does that work?
Yes, it does. It does, the 100 feet and then the 300 feet at 18 inches, is you have that fuel barrier around you. Mm-hmm. What can change that equation is if we get dozens and dozens of homes burning and it's a wind-driven event, is there's mm-hmm. just so much energy release. And particularly in a wind event, people, I'm sure they've seen it on TV a little bit, is that they'll see all of these sparks going sideways. But in reality, when you're inside of that, it's almost like a firestorm, is the debris are the size of charcoal briquettes. They're being driven by this 50, 60, 70 mile an hour wind sideways, and it's getting caught up underneath people's eaves, even if they have tile roofs or a Class A roof, and it's being driven into the side of the homes and every little nook and cranny, that's extremely hard to mitigate.
So it's hard to, unless you've got like a cement home.
Well, I mean, even that, maybe.
You almost need a cave.
You know, I remember it burned down in Laguna Beach. Remember Laguna Beach burnt?
Yes, there's a couple of them, yeah.
And they had them all along. All these houses were burned except one. And the guy had built it out of steel. Did you ever see that photo? He had built the structure was from steel with other stuff on it. There's only one still standing. I mean, at least that's what I remember reading. It's been years since then.
Well, and historically, you know, particularly once again with the weather pushing this, the wind, the Panorama fire that happened in San Bernardino. You look at what happened in Napa. Those people were caught off guard because they said, we don't live in it's called the interface or the intermix area, like people like we do up here a lot. But you get dozens of homes going, and just that release of energy, and it's just jumping from street to street to street.
Yeah,
and like I said,
wow.
You know, big chunks of people's roof are flying off with the wind and impacting
somebody else's, and it's on fire. Well, let me ask you a question here, because you two were kind of talking about it during the break. How much danger are we in up here in parts of Redding? Because I know when you go down... If you go down lake out toward Lake Boulevard on Magic Mile, or whatever that thing's called,
Miracle Mile,
you got that whole canyon there, and I think that caught on fire once since I've lived here. And so, I mean, are we in much danger out here in this area?
Well, Cal Fire and Redding, Shasta Lake, et cetera, they go out and they kind of pre-plan these areas. They base a lot of it on what the fuel loading is. They're called fuel models and what the topography looks like. And they can come up with a reasonable equation of how much will be released. It's, you know, they're called fire behavior specialists or analysts that kind of give you a thumbnail. And you look at West Redding, particularly those contiguous dense fields of Manzanita. Manzanita is a tough fuel type to go up against because it's so dense and it's so it burns so hot, so you know there are ways to help mitigate it. What the fire community has kind of decided is we need to have these different age growth, so you might have, you know, they do fuel reduction in one area and that's the best place to stop a fire from, you know, say a big heavy timbered area. So
okay. Well, so
people have to do due diligence, and
should I put sprinklers on my roof? Because what you're telling me, it sounds like if the weather's right and we get a huge fire burning on one side of this town, I could have somebody's burning roof hit my house, and where I think I'm safe because I'm you know where I live in the middle of town, that I'd be safe.
Yeah, and you know, we call it point protection, and the faster and the, you know, we're spoiled in Southern California, you know, region one is we can, you know, you ask for 50 strike teams, or, you know, each strike team is five engines. You'll get 50 strike teams within probably half an hour in LA. Yeah. But up here, the resources are sparse, and the only way to do it is to try to, you know, get point protection by fire agencies in place to try to mitigate it. A lot of people, too, will have pumps that they throw in their pool, will take defensive action themselves, buy fire hose and nozzles, and use the water out of their pool to fight the fire.
By the way, I just placed in our KCNR chat room the GAC page for Northern California, so that people who want factual information and not news bits from the talking head of the network, if you want some factual, solid information, it's gac.nfc.gov, I believe that is. I put the website, gacc.nifc.gov, and then you can click on Northern California, and you can get up-to-the-minute information with a podcast and everything.
Yeah, that's perfect, Bob. That's a good point. And if people are on Facebook, probably one of the best Facebook sites is, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, to be honest with you, it's called NorCal, one word, NorCal Fire Weather, and he posts or she posts all the time, up-to-date information from all these different sources. And what Bob was referring to is called, another one's called InsaWeb, which will give you up-to-date information, acreage, assignments, maps, evacuation zones, and it's a great, great resource. And Cal Fire also has a great one, and it's fire.ca.gov/current_incidents, and Cal Fire also.
Yeah, because now, in a way, they're talking about, you know, here it is, December. and we're fighting fires this fierce. Can firefighting become a year-round occupation?
Well, it actually has for quite a while. And in my career, 30 years, it's been a year-round thing.
Okay, a year-round thing. Yeah, but but these huge fires, usually you don't see them after November.
It all depends on the weather.
Well,
we get the rain, we get the snow.
We haven't gotten the rain.
Then it's mitigated,
yeah.
And then we go into swift water mode and flooding. So,
yeah, flooding. Yeah, that's the next part. Okay, after all this burns, then we'll get the big rains, and then we'll have the flooding.
Yeah, we gotta mitigate that. And they do it at the same time, actually.
Bill, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for inviting me, and
I hope we
get some good information for
you. Well, it is. This was good stuff. And people, I always thought, you know, just because I think most people think, okay, firefighting goes from like May through October, maybe November. But now, when you're seeing this, for whatever the reason, it's December, and then this fire could go into January.
Correct.
I mean, and then something else could happen unless the rains really start coming down here.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen anything like that, do we, Bob?
No. Mid-range forecast not looking real wet.
Still looking hot. Still, you know, we're still getting 70-degree weather out here.
Yeah.
And down there, they're still probably having the Santa Anas blowing. So
we could have a pattern where we have a very dry December, January, and then it suddenly gets wet, but that's nothing to bang on.
You can't bang on that. Okay. Yep. Hey, Bill, thanks a lot for what you do, and we'll be seeing you in Sandy real soon.
Okay.
Okay, we'll take a break, and we're going to be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
This is Justin Locke from Veterans Diesel. I'd like to wish all of our veterans and men deployed overseas Merry Christmas, I know it's hard this time of year being away from your families, but we all appreciate your sacrifice, and come on down and see us at Veterans Diesel, where we offer 10% off labor to all our veterans and law enforcement and first responders.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bond. It's Tuesday. Linda is on assignment today. 25 minutes before the hour at 8 o'clock, it's 28 degrees some places around here. Let's just say where we're at, it's 31.6. But it is still cold. It's going up to 72 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane, better known business that provides propane and gas to all their customers and discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. Hey, you know, with all the things going on security wise and all that, it's good to have somebody like North State Security in our town. North State Security, largest security firm north of Sacramento, over 100 officers, more people on the road at any one time than the Redding Police Department. All of them trained, all of them ready to help, whether it's your business, and you can get into a program that gets an officer from North State Security to your place in less than 10 minutes. Think about that. You got some dirtbag or person that's in your store, and the police aren't going to come, or they're out there and they refuse to leave. Why not call North State Security, who are trained to not forcefully, but to tactfully move these people along? North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Give them a call, 243-0295. And speaking of places and people in great groups, Orchard Nutrition is this place a super place to go to. And I'm lucky enough to have Chad David, who is the general manager of Orchard Nutrition, with me. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning.
Well, you got a great radio voice.
Thanks.
And I know Wade's with you, and he's got a great radio face.
Oh, yeah, he does.
That's twice today. You know what? I'm feeling perky this morning. Hey, Chad, is it great working there with Joe?
It is. Yeah, I've been
there.
I
mean, is this a great place to work at?
Yep, wonderful. The environment's great. Been there the past 18 years myself.
18 years. Okay, yeah. So how'd you get started in this?
Actually, it was my brother got me into it. He was into the natural part, you know, the cosmetics and, you know, deodorants, not putting chemicals on your body. So that's how I got started.
Okay, so you just decided to go to work there, or just like part-time, or what?
Yeah, I moved up from Sacramento because my parents, we used to live up here way, way back in the day, and I decided to come up here, and this is where I stayed.
Okay, so, and then working for Joe. I mean, this guy, I had Joe on. We talked about how the first time Joe came on, and every time Joe comes on, he's always just, you know, like, he knows exactly. If there's 46 people in the store that are pushing a cart, he knows the exact average of every cart. Oh, each cart will have $43.16 in it. And I'm just looking at him, and I go, no. He goes, oh, yeah. And then he talks about, you know, the store and all the things they're doing. But you all do a lot of things that people don't realize. And that's one of the things I like about Orchard Nutrition, you know, the water and all these kind of things.
Thank you.
So,
yeah.
Now, how long has the store been there? How long has Orchard Nutrition been there?
Since 1982.
Okay. So what do you think the secret is? I mean, because how many businesses have flowed through and flowed out again and without not even leaving a ring around the tub?
The secret?
Yeah.
The best customers in the world, for sure.
Really?
Yep.
Loyal?
Yep. We wouldn't be there without them.
Well, doesn't that go two ways, though? I mean, the store's loyal to the customers, too, that I've realized.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we try to bring the best product, you know, that we can give, try to make the cleanest ingredients, because, you know, everybody's getting into health food these days. I mean, they're all doing organic, or what they call the term natural, and it's, you know, we try to be, as Joe's always said, the gatekeeper, so we're trying to keep everything clean as possible. If a customer notices something that is not clean, if they let me know, I'll do a little research and actually we'll get rid of it.
You're talking about something you're selling there, because the store is always – the store itself is clean. You're talking about the ingredients that go into the products you sell. And a lot of people do, because they're looking at things. They're looking for non-GMO. They're looking for natural. But the term natural and organic –
those can be hard sometimes, can't they?
Yeah, organic is definitely the way to look at things. Natural can be kind of loose. Uh-huh. You know, organic is certified, you know, by the USDA, state, county, they all get involved. So being actually certified organic is the best way to be.
Because, you know, you can use the word natural, and natural can mean, well, naturally I just pick up everything that hits the floor and throw it back into it because it's natural for me to do that. But organic, because it does meet some kind of specifications. Hey, I used to work in a place that made bologna and hot dogs, my formative years. Yeah.
So would course, they scrape course, off the ground?
Well, of course not. They would never do that. But I'll tell you this, is that it's because it went interstate, because it went, you know, national. They had federal inspectors there all the time. So, yeah, they did have their really high standards. But if you're buying things from inside the state, sometimes I'd have to worry about that. But that was, you know what, that was 50 years ago, 40 years ago. But the stuff you see, you know, the thing is that when people come in, and you've got a question. This is what I've noticed. I've watched it, and I've also used it. You've got people standing there or working there. They can answer almost any question you have about vitamins or food supplements or, you know, things like that.
Yeah, we try our best. I mean, if there's something we don't carry or we can't answer the question, we will definitely research it for anybody. So,
what's going on upstairs now? I know you have classes and things like that.
Yeah, that's our seminars that we do. I know Wade sitting close to me. He can answer a lot better than me because I don't get involved too much in that.
Good morning, Carl.
Hi, Wade. How are you doing? This is Wade Riggs of Riggs Media and other things.
One of the things that we have going on there is every month you've got between 2 to 3 different seminars that are going on upstairs. And if you go to the Orchard Nutrition Facebook page, it's got the calendar on there. But it's a variety of topics, and they bring in some really great speakers. And we videotape those, and then we archive those onto the Orchard Nutrition Facebook page and the website. So there's a lot of information that's available.
Give me some examples. I know you can, of different types of speakers you've had in there. I know one has been, you know, they could be on diet or different types of diets people might have to be on, you know, like gluten-free and those kind of things.
And there's also, like, Dominic Danino, who's a nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually, you know, having videotaped these, I've learned so much. And it's actually, I mean, sitting in on those seminars has actually changed my life as far as the things that I eat and led to my quitting smoking and quitting drinking. And a lot of the things that I've done in my life are based because of the information that I've learned from those seminars.
Well, 2 out of 3 is not bad there, Wayne.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for them to have a seminar on how to grow hair, in which case then I'm in good shape.
Hey, Chad, so you're constantly growing down there or constantly bringing in. How do you figure out which new products you bring in?
Well, we go to
it must be like a convention or something. Not a convention, but a big meeting of all the health food.
Yeah,
and people are, you know, espousing new types.
Yep, we go to those. We have brokers come in. They actually show us new product. You know,
like the pharmaceutical guys coming in, except it's healthy stuff.
Yeah, they open up their suitcase. What looks interesting to you?
Here, want to try a couple of these little vitamin pills there? Huh? Okay, so they bring them in, and then you all just research them. You know, I know how Joe feels, and I'm sure how you feel, is that this isn't something, oh, okay, you don't believe people.
Yep, we always have to turn over, look at the ingredients list, make sure everything's prudent before we even bring it in the store. That's why sometimes stuff slips in that we don't know about, or the company changes they get bought out. They change the ingredients.
They change the ingredients.
Yep.
Yeah,
it happens all the time.
And I've read about that where people have been taking something, a supplement, and all of a sudden they're having weird reactions, and it's because the company's been bought out. They've still got the same name, but they're trying to save money.
Yep.
So they change the ingredients.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. You know, Ron Lynn would come on before he sold his pharmacy, and. In fact, I still charged him because he had signed the contract. I was still running his spots, even though he had sold the pharmacy and it was out of business. And he said, "You can't do this. Hey, you got a contract here, Ron." Okay, I let him out of it. But the it's a little aside there. But he was saying how sometimes, you know, when you get into the generic stuff, the mixers they put in the generic pills, just like aspirin. He says, like, if you get a name aspirin, and you drop it into the acid, like the acid in your stomach, it dissolves immediately. Some of the others, they would drop it in there and it would take hours for it because of the binders they had in it. So this is why it's so important that you know everything that goes into those. And if they change them, that you all know that.
Yeah.
Because it can change the whole, it can change the whole structure of the, even though they have the active ingredients in there, the all the binders and extra stuff could change how it works in your body.
Yeah, they have the, it's amazing when you look at the ingredients list in a couple different brands and what they add in there, the additives. I mean, some of them, I mean, you know, they're astronomically, I mean, it's like reading a book on the side, and you got to look out for, you know, our gals down there can tell you a lot better than I can, but there's certain items that are actually synthetic when you're talking about supplements.
Yeah.
So when you go down there and talk to them, they can kind of point you out in the right direction. So.
Yeah. Well, by the way, they've just added 12 ounces of rayon. Okay, here we're going to take a break here. I'm with Chad David, who is a general manager of Orchard Nutrition, one of the finest health, if not, well, it is the finest health food store in town. Let's just say it. You've got it all. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers, if you're looking for quality, compassionate in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term, it is Home Helpers. Sharon Clark started this company, gosh, going almost on 15 years now. And the fact is that she handpicks every one of her employees, and she is there to make sure that employee balances out with the family that she puts them with. That's Home Helpers, Sharon Clark. Give her a call, 226-8350. We'll be right back.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. Want more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, this is retired Shasta County Supervisor Trish Clark. Thank you just doesn't seem to be a big enough statement to adequately show our veterans how grateful we are for their service. The freedom and lifestyle we enjoy as Americans has been made possible by the service and sacrifice of all of our veterans and their families. Thank you to all of you from the bottom of my heart. I wish all of our veterans a Merry Christmas and a happy, holy, and prosperous New Year.
This salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, right downtown on Market Street in the taking back of Reading. 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 12th of December. It's my brother's birthday. So we called him up at 6:15 this morning and wished him a happy birthday and sang loudly and just said, from now on, things have just got to go downhill. And he said, oh, great, my day's just started. So, 28 degrees, going up to 72 today. Weather reports by Shasta Gas Propane. And they give discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793, let's go to the phones. We are here with, of course, Chad David. He's a general manager of Orchard Nutrition. We have Coach Bob on the phone.
Good morning, everybody. I just turned on my car radio to hear you talking about how supplements and whatnot dissolve or are absorbed in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an ex-girlfriend who was really into nutrition and whatnot, and she claimed that if you drop your pills into a little glass with vinegar, if they dissolve readily, that kind of replicates how it happens inside your system. Do you know if there's any truth to that?
I have no idea, and neither does Chad. He says, I know, well, I'm not going to speak for you, but...
Well, the best person you can ask is go down there and talk to Kara. She's one of our certified nutritionists. She can answer that. Or you can even call. Both works.
Yeah. So I pop
in there every now and then. I'll do that.
You know what? That makes sense, though, you know, because you got vinegar in there, and if it dissolves in that, it would probably dissolve in your stomach. It's an acid base.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet, Coach
Bye-bye.
Bob. That makes sense. You know, like I said, you know, when Ron Lim was talking about it, so they drop it in there and just wouldn't dissolve at all. And aspirin is supposed to, you know, especially if you're looking for that heart attack aspirin,
yeah.
Maybe you should be buying the, you know, the kind that dissolves immediately instead of, you know, 2 hours later. Okay, Chad, you all have been voted best in the North State, not once, not twice, not even 5 times, not even 10 times. How many times?
12 times in a row.
In a row. Best in the North State.
Yep. We
so
won. Yeah.
Do you think it has anything to do with when you walk in the store, it even smells good?
Oh, yeah. The deli, the bakery, all the baked goods in back, that's what brings that good smell in there.
Yeah. Well, I think Joe told me, too, is that some of the ways that, you know, when you all, because you all scrub the place down all the time, things in the water and that, you know, that just kind of nice, just brings out a clean, fresh smell, and then like you said, with the and then with the bakery going and all that. I mean, you walk in there, you just kind of like you're drawn back to the deli. So now the deli that you have there. I mean, you can just walk in and order a sandwich.
You could do that, or you can order online also.
Online, and you've got an app.
Yep, we have an app.
Joe broke down and got an app.
He did.
He did. I love it. So you can order and just come on down and pick it up if you're busy.
Yeah.
So what kind of you got? I know you have sandwiches, you have soups and all those kind of things.
We do have soups, okay. Salads. We have a juice bar back there also. That's
you can buy bulk also at your and I know back in the right side of the store.
Yep.
You can buy all types of different things in there.
Yep. Nuts, grains, fruits. We got all the
cereals.
Yep. We do have some granola back there. Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. You got it all.
Yep, bulk herbs.
Are y'all going to be, I mean, you're a good-sized store now. Have you ever thought about expanding out?
We are talking about it. It is something in our talks.
Okay. Do you have, Joe told me that some things he has in there, some of the products you have in there are not cost-effective. But
you carry them because you've had clients for a long time.
Yes.
That use that.
Yes. Yeah. There are some products that just, they don't sell very well, but we still keep them because of the regular customers. I mean, there's things we bring in all the time for regular customers, and we may sell, you know, one or two a month, but it's worth it to us to bring it in for anybody who wants it. I mean, there's a lot of things out there that we don't know that's new. So if you bring something in, as long as it meets our standards, we'll bring it in for you.
I like that, though, when Joe said that. He says, yeah, I have things in there that we don't sell a lot of, but I've had a customer for, you know, for 10, 15 years that this is what they use. And so instead of just looking at it from a, you know, bottom line, you all look at it from the people.
Yep, exactly.
Well, 12 years in a row of Best in the North State, there may be a reason for that. That could be one of the reasons that you do it. If somebody wants to, do you all have, like, your happy family and everybody just stays there because they're happy all the time? Or do people, would you like to have people, how do people apply for a job down there?
Oh, they can come in, grab an application, and fill it out, and then our HR department takes it, and we go from there.
On the website also.
Oh, we also got the website all set up to do that.
So you can apply down there.
Yep.
Do you get busier during Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas and New Year's? Because everybody swears, I'm going to live a healthy life. That's all I'm going to eat is sour cream and cottage cheese and yogurt. And they buy it all out, and then...
Yeah, New Year's resolutions, yep.
Love those, huh?
Yes. How many come true?
It's like my treadmill.
Yeah, the treadmill. Yeah, my treadmill. I'm using it now. Let the dog walk the dog. Put him on it. Put her on it. There. Go, honey. And she just trots down the street. So Orchard Nutrition has been around since 1982. Voted best in the North State 12 years in a row. Joe's a personal friend of mine. Who's, you know, I don't know. I bet he's from Brooklyn or Jersey or someplace? Or
I know he lived in Philadelphia.
Or Philadelphia, that's where it was, Philadelphia. I know he's from the tough streets from back there. He doesn't back off too many things, but he really cares about his clientele. He cares about his people, cares about his customers, and the things he does for it, and the amount of work you all do to make sure you keep that. It's one thing to get it once, but when you continue to get best and continue to have customers for 15, 20 years, you know, there's some reason for that.
Yep, you can't beat it. It's great seeing the regular people come in shopping there. It's know people by their name. It's a great feeling.
Is there something new out that people are buying now that you would say that you've noticed? Something new that's hit the streets. I mean, I know there's got to be like fads roll through there, and of course, if it meets your standards, you're going to probably put it in there if people are asking for it.
Yeah, I would say the trend out in the market right now is people are really hitting the paleo diet a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, it was probably the people are really going gluten-free. You know, those are the two biggest fads that, you know, have been coming through. For new items, we get literally new items every week. I mean, you're probably talking from, I would say, 20 to 40 items probably per week we try to bring in. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize you had that many that rolled through.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, we go through, you know, the system, make sure that we are selling the stuff, make sure we're getting stuff in for the regular customers or people that are just passing by. We always try to, if they come once a month, we try to fill their needs.
Have you seen people change since, you know, when they come into the store and that your people are helping them? Can you see changes in them over the years?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mostly good. You know, I mean, unfortunately, we all get old, but.
Yeah. Wade doesn't. But I imagine that. And you've been working here for how long now?
18 years.
18 years. So yeah. You've seen a lot of things change and all that. But you've is it everything you thought it was going to be?
Oh yeah, it's great seeing the from where we were. Just I think there was like 15 employees when I first started to where we're at now. I
mean, how many do you have now?
45.
45 employees.
Yeah.
There.
Yep.
Wow.
So
that's great.
And a lot of those employees have been there for a long time.
Been there a long time. That's, you know, like I noticed that good businesses will have their employees for a long time. Yep. You can't even chase them away. So, okay. Chad David, General Manager of Orchard Nutrition, has been our guest today. You also, and by the way, you all are also holiday sponsors of our salute to the veterans in the military for this holiday, and we so much appreciate that.
And we appreciate them.
And, yeah, well, and that's true. I know that Joe does and that you do, and it's nice to know that we have so many businesses out there and individuals that have gotten into this. And so we're we're going to be, I think we're going to probably be doing this every year. And, you know, so we can get the families out saying, you know, hello to their, you know, the loved ones and all that. But we appreciate you all supporting that. But we also appreciate everything you do for the community that Orchard Nutrition does, because there's so many things you do that are unsung because you just kind of just do it.
Yep.
You know, things that happen, things that are brought, things like that. So thank you so much for what you're doing. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for having me.
Give Joe a hug for me there.
You bet.
Hey, when we come back, Doug Wright's going to be on. We're going to be talking, of course, business law, but also I'm going to ask him questions about sexual harassment and those types of things that are going on.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, after all of the rhetoric, the campaign promises, the allegations and denials, it's now in the hands of the voters in Alabama. They're casting ballots today in the special Senate election, pitting Republican Roy Moore against Democrat Doug Jones. President Trump responding to sexual misconduct allegations.
The president insisted he's the target of false accusations and fabricated stories of women who I don't know and or have never met. On Twitter, he wrote that Democrats have been unable to show any collusion with Russia and now are moving on to these allegations. He called it fake news. The president also attacked Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who this week said Mr. Trump should resign over the allegations. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A would-be suicide bomber is being held on state terrorism charges while federal prosecutors prepare their own case. Yesterday's rush hour blast in the heart of the New York City subway system. It's not only the U.S. economy that has shifted into high gear, the global economy expected to grow by a robust 3% this year.
The UN says the upturn stems predominantly from faster growth in all major developed economies, with East and South Asia remaining the world's most dynamic regions. The report says improvements in Argentina, Brazil, Nigeria, and Russia as they emerge from recession also explain roughly a third of the rise in the rate of global growth between 2016 and 2017. But the world body stresses that economic gains remain unevenly distributed and that many parts of the world have yet to regain a healthy rate of growth. Jeremy House reporting.
San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee died suddenly early this morning after being taken to a hospital. He was 65 years old. Stocks higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow's up about 101 points. The NASDAQ ahead 2. The S&P is up 5 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our Father, which art in heaven.
The words of the Bible are a guiding light for the faithful. Now, the spoken word of God can be heard anytime, anywhere. Introducing Wonder Bible, the incredible Bible that speaks.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Simply turn on your Wonder Bible, and a pleasant voice reads the book to you.
So then faith cometh by hearing.
Listen to the letters, gospels, psalms, and more.
I can do all things through Christ.
Own your Wonder Bible for only $39.99. Comes with a charging cable and built-in earphone jack. And this zipper pouch, free. Wonder Bible features 10 free preloaded meditation music tracks. There's more. For our best offer yet, you can double your offer. Just pay a separate fee. We'll even ship it to you free. 100% risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee. Order now.
To order now, call 1-833-BIBLE-44 or on your mobile phone, dial #250 and say the keyword Wonder Bible.
Mexicans say no to amnesty for drug kingpins.
In a major telephone poll, 66% of Mexicans rejected the notion of an amnesty for drug cartel leaders or their henchmen, while 23% agreed for the sake of peace. The 11 years drug war has claimed more than 150,000 lives. Andrés Manuel López Obrador of the left-wing Morena Party says that if he wins the presidential election, he'd be prepared to consider an amnesty in order to end the violence. James Blears, Mexico.
Officials in India's northeast complain that Chinese construction activity on the upper reaches of one of the biggest rivers that flows into India are likely polluting the waters downstream, rendering the water unfit for human consumption. They say lab tests have determined the river is contaminated with bacteria and iron. News and analysis, townhall.com. Charlottesville, Virginia officials have denied a permit requested by an organizer of the August white nationalist protest that turned violent.
City Manager Maurice Jones wrote that the proposed demonstration or special event will present a danger to public safety. Jason Kessler, a Charlottesville resident who was the primary organizer of the August 12th protest called Unite the Right, requested the permit last month to hold a two-day rally for the event's one-year anniversary. In his application, Kessler described the event purpose as a rally against government civil rights abuse and failure to follow security plans for political dissidents. Jones wrote that no reasonable allocation of city funds or resources can guarantee that event participants will be free of any threat of violence. Keith Peters reporting.
A judge has found a woman guilty of 10 animal cruelty charges after 84 Great Danes were seized from her New Hampshire home. Authorities say the animals were living in filth and suffered various health problems. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
We'll get you. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. If it's Tuesday, Linda is on assignment someplace else. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio. And, of course, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Newly remodeled, but it's still got the great customer service and that magnificent walk-in humidor. If you're looking for a presence for those that, you know, that enjoy a cigar now and then, right there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Two places you can go and shop. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman. They can design jewelry. They can build jewelry. And trust me, I'm down there. I'm looking for that present that will work for me. Because it's not only Christmas, but our anniversary on the 1st of January. So maybe I can get a twofer, you know, if that's possible. And the only place I would shop is Four Winds Jewelry for it. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I've got Doug Wright in here again. Douglas Wright.
Morning,
attorney
Carl.
At law.
How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. Hey, you know, we were talking trust.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm going to be coming in there and working with you on that. And the Linda and I, because you have, it makes all the sense in the world. It's stupid not to have a trust. Somebody asked me a question yesterday when I was getting my hair cut, and they said to ask you, because California is making it illegal for you to pass certain guns on to your family, can you put guns in a trust?
Well, yes, you can. It's been my experience. Most people don't.
Okay.
They, in fact, if that's an issue that comes up briefly, and anecdotal evidence, of course, is that they do what they want to do with them. Because a lot
that's
of times
much,
there's family members that aren't eligible.
What are you going to do? What are they going to do? Stay California, going to dig me up?
Yeah, and you know, it's personal property to begin with. So there's no title issue. There's a registration issue, which could be a problem, possibly. But some of the guns you can't transfer because they're now would be deemed illegal.
Uh-huh.
Some of the family members aren't eligible to receive them.
Right,
but
I understand
of course,
that.
I mean, there's So it's a really complicated issue. California law is still evolving, but California is the most strictest state in the nation on this issue.
So, if the way I understand it, though, or the way we were discussing, of course, none of us are lawyers, and we're all sitting there, you know, laughing and joking about things. But a living trust takes care of all of that stuff, right?
Correct.
And so, if you left your guns in there to the family or to a specific members of your family. So, but it's still, because do they have access to it now? Is that the idea, or is it just when in your trust?
The idea would be to be able to transfer without the probate court being involved, right? That's why you would have a trust, is to get these assets transferred. So a home is titled in your name or you're in your spouse's name or whoever. Upon your death, you can't transfer that asset, the home, without if it's still in your name, without a court order through the probate court. That's how you have to transfer. Title won't insure it. Title won't even deal with it. County won't let you sell it. Firearms are different because they're not registered anywhere that would, if you could transfer them without having actual title change. It's a much less complicated
process. They're registered with the state.
Yeah.
And if you, well, for me, unless the kids get really, really, really crazy and move to California, which I don't see happening.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference because it'll just, you know,
they'll just inherit them.
Yeah.
Via the trust. And it doesn't make a difference. The only thing the state of California says right now is they've got to be taken out of state or
It's
or
sort of
destroyed. See, that's the thing is, it's my personal property.
Yeah.
How can they deem something that I can't pass this on to a member of my family that it has to be destroyed?
Yeah. They know better than Sacramento, right?
What a bunch of jerks. I tell you what. Okay.
So think of it like jewelry. Right, you don't register that.
It
transfers.
It just transfers
unless it's registered, and then you don't want to be in the possession of a firearm that is registered to someone else.
That's true.
Yeah,
unless you have a piece of paper saying that they
correct
gave it to you.
Yeah.
Oh, it was in the trust.
Yeah.
But see, No, thank you. Was that me making that noise?
That was you.
No, okay. I have no idea why that was happening. It was probably another channel opening up. Okay. This whole thing is such a mess.
It is. It's the most complicated part of this arena of the law.
Has law become too hard? I mean, have the rules become all these? I mean, they're making 6,000 new laws a year. I mean, or 1,500 new laws a year, and none of them are going away. I mean, isn't this too hard?
Yeah, I think sometimes they over-legislate because someone makes a really dumb decision, and they think that they need to control or regulate that environment for everybody else when it's just one knucklehead doing something dumb.
Or bad guys doing things, so you've got to punish the good guys.
Yeah.
I've never understood that. It's like saying you've got a kid that throws a rock through the window. So you not only smack him, you smack every other kid in the neighborhood that didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, or not smack him, but smack every other kid.
You're right. Yeah. Or they get lies, says, I didn't do it, and then so you smack everybody except that one guy.
Yeah.
You know what? This is
you put all the gravel plants out of business.
Okay. All right. You know what? I want to get into something, so I'm going to take an early break. And because I want to get into the realm of sexual harassment, and I know here's a disclaimer that this is not your avenue, your business.
Nothing heard on this show should constitute legal advice.
That's right. But when I see things like people bringing things up from 40 years ago or the latest, where the things were going on for the last 14 years, and now they just felt like they had the strength to bring it up, you know, and how you look at that as a lawyer. You know,
sure.
If you were going to go be on the other side of that, you know, say, well, what do we do with this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Bob, what's the weather look like for the rest of the week here, buddy?
A little bit frosty this morning. In downtown Reading, we've got 37 degrees as the sun comes up. Meanwhile, out at Reading Municipal Airport, as of the last update, it had dropped to 27, so 10-degree difference between those two parts of the Reading area. 72 will be your high today under sunny skies, mostly clear tonight. It'll warm up to a whole 42 degrees, so not quite as cold overnight. Rest of the week shows us daytime highs in the 70s, overnight lows in the 40s, no rain in the immediate forecast. Shasta Lake remains 50 feet from the top of the dam. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business out in the city of Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kenny, give them a call at 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans out at Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatment, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are also thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and a hearty thanks to the people who were and are willing to give their life and live their life to make and keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
During this holiday season, Powerhouse Solar is proud to salute our troops. Hi, this is Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. This is a difficult season to be away from family and friends, and we at Powerhouse Solar appreciate all you do for our country. Merry Christmas from all of us at Powerhouse Solar.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Can I get in trouble for imitating Jose Feliciano? I mean, I can't sing like him, but if I go, you go, Buenos dias! You know.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
Okay, just wondering. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you from right here in Redding. You know what? Finishing off the night, you know, say you go down and you watch, you watch Shasta High School just clobber Marin Catholic.
Yeah.
What do you do afterwards? Well, you go down to Black Bear Diner, get a big burger, shake, and just celebrate like that. Or the next morning, go down and have there's one of their super big breakfasts that you can share with people. I probably shouldn't say that, but you could share it with your loved one. Or just have it yourself. Or how about just a great lunch? They've got it all at Black Bear Diner, founded right here in the North State, and it's headquartered right here, right down the street. In fact, I can hit it with a golf ball practically. And of course, the Black Bear Diner is down on Cypress and Hilltop. Head on down there. Feed your inner bear.
Well, there's so much food, you've got to share it
you've
with someone.
You've got to share it with somebody. Bring people off the street here. Yeah. Here, have some. Hey, I'm here with Douglas Wright, attorney at law, and we're going to talk sexual harassment here. And we were talking during the break. I mean, here's the question. Now, if guys talk about this now, because now guys are starting to take a step back.
Sure.
And this is going to kind of go in a series of questions here. But I asked the girl out. I asked a girl out last week, and she said, "Oh, I'm busy." So I asked her out again the next week, and she said, "Oh no, I can't this. You know, I can't this week." If he asks her out again, is this becoming harassment?
Potentially, could. It depends on where they're at when he's asking her, what their relationship is, if they're peers, if he's a supervisor. It depends on what the circumstances
peers.
Are.
What if they're peers? You got a little more leeway there.
It's the quid pro quo issue of, look, I'm going to, you go out with me and then you are going to move up in the company. That inferred.
That's a supervisor exchange. Type thing. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're peers, it could be potentially. I think the problem right now, we're in such a heightened sensitivity environment right now. It's so political more than anything, where even the slightest comment, such as "Would you like to go out?" can be inferred as something improper. I think we've gone to a level now where anything could be at least construed as sexual harassment. from my perspective, I work for employers only. I don't do employee claims. So my view is always these claims are nonsense. They're mostly not completely true because there's exaggerations and there's things that are said that may be interpreted the wrong way.
But that's because you work for the person that would be accused.
Correct.
That's your viewpoint.
And that's all I do. I don't do the employee stuff. So there are times where there's
fire there.
There's a lot of fire. And
not just smoke.
Yeah. So then we take the appropriate steps and we say, look, we just need to shore up the damage at that point because of what they've done.
So you're saying is that you don't look at each one like, oh, this woman's lying.
No.
You look at it like, is this credible? And if you look at it and it looks credible to you, now you shore up the damage. Or you try to end it, or you try to do something.
Like yeah, usually there'll be corroborating evidence. There'll be emails. There'll be, you know, company cell phone.
Photos, selfies.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and a lot of times in the valid cases, and it's not always the women that are being harassed. It's men.
It's men
as well. And there's, I wouldn't say as many women harassing. We have our fair share of women harassing men as well.
We think of that as just men being harassed by, or women being harassed by men, or men harassing other men. But there's a number of women that are harassing men, especially as they get into more leadership and managerial positions, too.
Yeah, it seems more of a power issue than
it's not a sex
issue. Gender
it's
issue.
A power
yeah.
issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, things I read about, like, okay, ESPN just, you know, just...
they can't get out of their own way.
ESPN just suspended Marshall Faulk, Keith
Evans,
and then somebody else, a 51-year-old wardrobe designer, consultant, who's been working there for over a decade, has been harassed for over a decade, and she was pretty specific, and she seems like she has photos and things. And it's not just them. She also mentioned, Warren Moon.
He's got a claim against
Sepp him. And a couple others, too. And the producer there that when she told him about it, if it was true what he said, I mean, well, you look like you know your way around bed. That's probably why they're doing it. It's probably not the right answer.
Yeah, and, you know, it was an accepted culture in that industry. You know, I wouldn't even say for better or worse, for worse. Having friends in the entertainment industry at high levels, it is unbelievable the stories I hear. That it's just common daily stuff that they just continue to do.
That's the thing, too, is when you look at Harvey Weinstein, I mean, it broke with him. It started with Trump, of course, during the election.
Yeah.
And then that went by the wayside. It's coming back up again. And then I think they went after
Roger Ailes, Bill O'Reilly.
O'Reilly.
Yeah.
And then they tried to get Sean Hannity, but Sean fought them back, and they dropped the whole thing. But then it kind of like died down, and it was kind of on the they were going after conservative types.
Yeah.
But then Weinstein, that hit. And then now, they said it was like over 100.
Yeah, I think probably almost everybody in the industry has either harassed or been harassed.
It seems like that, doesn't it?
There's a standard in these claims. Either it's substantial, what's happened, which means it's really serious, or it's pervasive. It's something that's maybe not that serious, but it continues.
Well, Linda's got stories from Vegas and Hollywood and all these things. She said, but you know what? She said, I don't know if this is, you know, but back then, in the early 80s, somebody patting you on the butt. You know, it didn't go further than that, but just patting you on the rear end as you were going by or, you know, when they're talking to you. I mean, she said that was just kind of like, you know, that was that.
Yeah.
But it was in, you know, how she and her girlfriend talked about how, hey, we're not going to go to that spot where you have to, you know, you're putting out for this. And she said, you know, how to get away from that, how to avoid that, and those kind of things. But she said it was throughout the industry, of course.
Yeah. And it's not just one or the other within the industry. It's substantial and pervasive.
Right.
It's serious, and they keep doing it. Yeah.
Substantial, pervasive. What's that mean?
Yeah, substantial means it's really serious. It means that somebody exposes themselves.
Okay.
That's never acceptable. One time, you're cooked.
I mean, that's it. I mean, you might as well have just, okay. Yeah.
And why these idiots do that, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Because they... It goes back to, what is it, hubris? Where you're so powerful that you think that, you know, it's watch governors that are going down and having affairs, like the New York governor of New York. Yeah. They had the affair with the prostitutes
Fitzer, yeah.
and had a state troopers with him
yeah.
because he felt like it was going to be okay because, you know what, I do so much.
Untouchable.
I'm untouchable. I think that, do you think that Weinstein thought he was untouchable at that point?
He was. Until he wasn't.
Until he wasn't.
He was he's a beast down there. He's a bully. Uh-huh. People, he got what he wanted whenever he wanted it. People were scared to death of him. He killed careers. I mean, that guy was ruthless. And that's why he did what he wanted and why people gave him what he wanted.
And now
most
he's
of the
finished.
Time.
And now, he's, now they've got him, they've opened up a rape case.
He's
going
to go to prison. That guy's in trouble.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey, another guy.
Yeah.
You know, do you find it interesting that we have people that are into the liberals? I mean, they're in the liberal politics that, you know, that, oh, supporting women's causes and all that and all these
surprised.
Things. That is it just a height of hypocrisy?
Yeah, of course. That's why they're Democrats. Why they're liberals. They're hypocrites to begin with.
Okay.
They just don't like to be disciplined. That's why you like to live an undisciplined life. That's why you're a liberal. You don't like rules.
So if a woman has had that experience, and I realize you represent employers, but if a woman has had that experience and it's impacting on her, what should she do?
One, there are a couple different things she could do. She could file a complaint with the labor board for harassment. That's one avenue. Not the best venue, although it's a very favorable environment for the employee, for sure. But what's going to happen is the employer is going to get an attorney that's going to do what they can to completely discredit her. So what she should do really is talk to a local attorney that does employee claims.
Mm-hmm.
Because there may be a lot of what he or she thinks is sort of not important, but it could be very critical to a claim.
And with your, you've given me a name here that we're going to give the attorney a call. And to have him on, we're going to just have a day because this is every day it's something else. Just to have somebody that kind of not maybe doesn't specialize in it, but has a lot of experience.
Who I will recommend is he does nothing but employment labor.
And okay,
he's really good. I refer stuff to him when either I don't have time or it's just an issue that I don't deal with all that much.
Mm-hmm. So. If should the way we do it in the military and is that. If something happens, no matter what it is, you go up your chain of command.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to the next person that's in charge of you and say, hey, this is happening.
Yeah.
And then if somebody comes to you as an employer, say that you've got an office manager comes to you and says, hey, Ms. X has come to me and has complained about Mr. Y has said a few things to her that is making her uncomfortable. Now, you as... because you represent the employer.
Yeah.
Once that office manager tells you that.
We do an immediate investigation.
Okay.
It depends on what the nature of it is. If it's just offhand comments, they don't really work together that much. We don't necessarily would suspend the superior. But if they do work together and it is looking like it could be a very serious claim, we'll suspend.
Okay.
Or terminate.
What if they're just like they work in the same offices and but it may be a comment or two, something like that. You still have to take action on that right away.
Absolutely, because you don't want to be wrong on that.
Yeah.
If you get before a jury and it comes out that not only did your guy lie on the stand, but he lied about everything, you're going to get cooked.
Yeah.
The jury was going to, they'll hammer you.
So I guess the best thing to do is once you've been notified of it, immediately have an investigate that, just to make sure that everybody's heard on this thing.
Well, and and there's a lot of stuff that'll come up. You can put two and two together pretty quickly. Where he would push himself up against me, and then you talk to him and he won't deny it. He'll say, well, but it was a small office, and of course I bumped up to her. It's like. Well, or the conversations occurred, but it wasn't really that bad. Okay, so everything she's saying, it's true that it happened. It's just the nuance.
So then it becomes he said, she said thing.
Yeah.
And so what does the employer do on something like that?
Generally, they'll cut them loose. You know, if there's the allegation once, you're probably going to have it again down the road.
Wow.
Yeah. It depends on...
It's not a winning position for you, really.
No, man. Especially right now. If something comes up now, it's, I just had one come through this last week, and we determined that it wasn't true, fortunately, because I felt bad for the guy that was accused.
Mm-hmm.
And he really didn't have that much contact with this gal. She had all kinds of credibility problems. So he kept his job, and she had quit anyways. She was terminated actually for disciplinary reasons, but mm-hmm. it was sort of one of those cases where it's like, why is she making this claim? And it's just probably retaliation,
okay,
on her part.
Yeah.
So wow. You do see those.
Okay, but big thing then is what you're saying is to if something comes to your attention as the boss, is you need to do something. You can't
you
just
to.
Ignore it.
Can't. Yep. You have to have a policy in place to address it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you've done your sexual harassment training because you want to do that with management. And then if you've done those, you have your investigation, you note the file, either write them up, discipline them, do something. That,
mm-hmm.
And if it's that bad, suspend or terminate. Typically, they'll terminate.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Bob, looks like you're safe right now.
Oh, boy.
It hasn't been a complaint yet.
Oh, what? And there never will.
And there never will be. Hey, we're going
to
take a break.
I have to go home.
We were talking. Yeah, well, there's the danger part. He's not afraid of me. Not at all. He came home and she said, why aren't you going to work today? Well, you know, it's just a sexual harassment claim. That would be it.
Yellow tape would be involved.
Yellow tape around in the chalk. There'd be a lot of chalk marks in the house. Hey, I'm here with Douglas Wright, attorney at law. We were just talking sexual harassment. We're going to be shifting in this next half hour. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, Bastiani Arms has been in the business for as long as we've been on the air, which, by the way, in 2 days will be our 8th anniversary, if we can believe that. Starting our 9th year there, Bad Bob, and you've been with us the whole time. Well, Bastiani Arms has been with us most of the time, and located at 2539 Larkspur. I find no other place in town. There is no other place in town I will go to buy a firearm, and you know, an accessory for my firearm, or have my firearms worked on. In fact, I'm taking down a pistol for him to work on sights, and I'm like to work the trigger a little bit, because John Bastiani is just an outstanding gunsmith. Great customer service. They have it all, and veterans get discounts. All at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Douglas Wright.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certification. Service. Now through January 8th, buy one wiper blade, get the second one free for as little as $11.99 at Premier Oil Change. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Everyone's looking for more out of life. But what exactly does more mean, and how and where do we find it? At Shasta College, more is whatever you want it to be. More degree and career options in virtually any field imaginable, from business and technology to healthcare, liberal arts, and beyond. More opportunities. The evolving economy requires well-trained, tech-savvy employees, and salaries are growing as fast as demand. Finally, there's more support. Shasta College is more than just a community college. It's a living, breathing academic community where every student has the chance to connect, be inspired, and achieve their career and life goals. A new semester starts soon at Shasta College, and there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu to browse classes, apply, and register before classes start filling up. There's more for you at Shasta this semester. Come see what we're all about. Shasta College. More possibilities.
During this special season, we are thankful to our veterans for all they have given. They promise to serve our country to the full extent, up to and including their life. For this sacrifice, we are truly grateful. On behalf of the Reading Veterans Resource Center, we salute our veterans and those currently serving. Thank you for your service and thank you for our liberty. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Reading Veterans Resource Center.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University and Dan's Optical.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
This is when men actually sang.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. It's 35 degrees, going up to 72 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, which I visited yesterday. The best place in the world to get a haircut. You can get them all cut right there. Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Right off of Athens Avenue in Cypress Square. In fact, we asked about being able to put guns into a trust. And it's... You know, we shouldn't even have to ask about putting guns into a trust because they're our personal property. We should be able to do what we want with them. Anyway, I'm here with Douglas Wright, attorney at law. And we were talking about a lot of different things. We're talking about going through probate. We're talking about that. And living trust.
Yeah. One topic I think that probably we should touch on is you mentioned the gun trust and whether the trust holds that interest. Once folks have a plan, and this is a really important part of having a plan, life goes on. Right? You may have changes, maybe not, but you will certainly open new bank accounts, buy new vehicles, mortgage your home, refi your existing mortgage.
Sure.
Things happen. Well, during a lot of those processes, assets that may at one time be held in trust so that you have your plan in place are no longer part of the trust. So let's say you refinance your property. The lender won't work with you as a trustee because you're the trustee of your trust. They only want to work with you personally. So they deed the home out of trust to do the refi. They're supposed to deed it back into trust, so that's a proper trust asset.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't do it. And you don't realize it because your life goes on. You continue to pay your property tax, pay your mortgage. Well, you have an asset outside of your trust. So you want to make sure that your titles are properly held because otherwise that home is now a probatable asset. So everything else avoids probate, but you have this one asset. Now, there are ways that we can deal with that to try to avoid a probate proceeding, but it's important to identify what you own and is it in your trust? Is it part of your plan? Because you may change banks, and now those accounts aren't in your trust. Important. Vehicles? Yeah. You know, it's six and one half dozen of the other.
Did you say
meh? Yeah.
You did say that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what you're saying here is this, and if you haven't got this, if you're just tuning in, is that a will isn't enough because a will go through probate.
Yeah, a will just tells the judge what to do.
And it can cost you, I mean, just the minimum. You were talking about, thousands?
Yeah, a very basic Shasta County estate. So let's say you have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house
yeah.
and a car. That's it. That's all you've got. And you may owe money on the home and the car.
In Shasta County, a lot of them, that's what they have.
Yeah. So you have the house is worth $175. Mm-hmm. You maybe owe $150 on it. But you have $25,000 in equity in the home. The car's worth $25,000 and you owe $10,000. So you, aggregate, you have $40,000 in equity.
Right.
Well, that's a chunk of change, right? It's right. worth the family to go through the process to get the money out. Well, the court doesn't care what the equity is. The court cares about what the complete value of the estate is, which is $200,000. So the fees on that, attorney's fees by law, are $7,000 because there's a percentage based on the California probate code of how the attorneys are paid. Same with the administrator. So someone in your family is doing the probate process for you. They get paid the same as the attorney. So you're automatically right away with a $200,000 estate, $14,000 out to pay to get the process through. Then you've got to pay your filing fees with the court. That could be anywhere from $1,200 to $2,000. That's $435 for every document you file.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay the probate referee. Susie Jeffers is our local probate referee. She gets a percentage of the appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay the record searchlight $475 to publish it because that's the only place we can publish it locally. So, you know, you start to look at the...
Can't use the Shingletown.
Mm-hmm. No. You know, unless they live up in Bernie, Fall River area, mm-hmm. we can use the Intermountain News. But if they're in the Reading, this area, can't use it. We used to be able to use the Anderson newspaper, but that's no longer around.
I thought Shingletown had a paper.
It's not a one of it's not a newspaper of general circulation that allows
okay, that
for
you can
publication
do that kind of stuff. Okay,
a
got it.
Of record.
Yeah. No, not a, okay. Newspaper of record. Yeah. Okay, so another four.
So you're looking at $15,000 to $20,000 just to get this very basic estate through probate. Now,
which could cost you money.
Cost a ton of money. Cost, yeah.
I mean, it could be like you do that, and at the end, you paid money to get stuff out of probate.
Yeah. You sell the assets just to try to get
into write a trust, or for you to write a trust for somebody. I mean, just
we charge a flat fee. It's $1,500.
Oh, okay.
To get from beginning to end. That's include the trust, the pour over wills, which mm-hmm. you have a wills to if there is a probate, even though you have everything in trust. What I talked about. We do those. We do powers of attorney, healthcare directives, and then all the property transfer instruments.
All that for $1,500.
Yeah.
Okay.
We draw the deeds, and then we if there are any recording fees, mm-hmm. the clients are responsible for those. But usually that's pretty limited, $18, $21.
What about as changes are happening, and then you make changes and...
Yeah, those are called amendments.
Right.
So if it's something that's informal, let's say that as part of a trust, you have, I call it the grandma's lamp list. It's the gift list. Family heirlooms, you know, mm-hmm. the lamp in the corner that you want to pass on to the grandchildren or whatever you're doing. That's informal. You can make those changes, you know, on your own.
Okay.
I'm gifting this, cross it off, gift it right. to somebody else. If
yeah. Grandson ticked me off this week, so I'm taking him off this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him this one.
Yep. Yeah, so you can do that on your own.
Okay.
If you are changing who is going to receive your property, that grandson was going to get 25% of your estate,
uh-huh.
and he's now in prison, and you don't want him to receive anything.
Yeah.
That's a formal amendment. They'll come back in, and usually those are pretty easy. But sometimes people come in, and they're changing everything.
Because,
and that's common if they've developed a plan when they have young children, and mm-hmm. now their children are adults and have children of their own, and so mom and dad are looking to do something different with what mm-hmm. they've amassed at that mm-hmm. point. So that's a little more advanced. A lot of times at that point, we just republish, meaning that we just redo the entire plan because their life has changed in a dramatic fashion. So and that's not as expensive as a full plan.
Okay. So to take this off your plate, not have to worry about it, because if you have a couple cars, you got some savings, you got something, you know, you've got household stuff that's worth thousands of dollars, jewelry yeah. and all these things, it's silly. Not to get a trust.
If you own a home, you should have a trust because if you own a home, it's probably worth more than $150,000, and that's really the threshold. If it's worth less, or you have a partial interest in some property, and it's worth less than $150,000, we can get it through the probate process in what's called a small estate probate. Fairly easy process, but it's still going to take a couple months. There's going to be some expense,
yeah.
filing fees. You still have to pay for the appraisal,
right?
But we can usually get those done in a month or two.
Okay. All right, so if you don't have a trust, you should be calling Douglas Wright.
Yeah, or call me for probate because...
Or probate.
Yeah.
If you're in probate, you can help with that too because
yeah.
that could just be a mess.
It is a mess without legal counsel because there's a lot of moving parts in a probate proceeding. I really enjoy helping people through the process because it seems overwhelming when they come in, and by the time we're done, it really wasn't that bad. So.
What if you... Or close to some. Okay, I'm gonna take a break because this is a what if. What if Pop marries? What if Mom dies and Pop gets married three, two and a half months later to a 27 or a 30 year old which is, you know, like 50 years younger than him, and she's got kids.
Those issues come up.
Okay, I want to talk about that one. Hey, this portion of the show, though, brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We talk about voting, you know, about best in the North State. Well, Alliance Heating and Air has been voted best in the North State. Been in the business for over 25 years. They can work on any type of heating or cooling systems. Let me remind everybody, it was 28 this morning. Is your heating system working? Are the filters clean? Are those air ducts right? Well, I tell you, Alliance Heating and Air. They can do that. They can fix it. They can make sure that your heater is working at peak efficiency and not costing you an arm and a leg with the electric bills or the gas bills. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
Cheer to young and old, meek and the bold. A movie, a party, an experience. This December 17th at the Cascade Theater, starting at 6 p.m., music with Linda Bott and her Jingle Elves, with Cleveland Bonet, Bruce Kalin, and Joe Larson, playing your favorite Christmas songs in the lobby before the classic movie begins, Miracle on 34th Street. The night begins with good old-fashioned fun, themed drinks for all ages, and an ugly sweater contest, and more. You may even win a beautiful piece of jewelry donated by Devon's Jewelers. There will be a visit from Santa, plus other surprises. Come join us at the Cascade Theater for a classic and fun Christmas event. On the Cascade's big screen, it's Miracle on 34th Street.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Music, dancing, and more, December 17th at the Cascade Theater, beginning at 6 p.m.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kia, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Linda and I live a pretty hectic life, and when we get away, we want to have a place that provides solitude and quiet. Well, we found that place, Cottage by the Sea, over in Smith River. Imagine a weekend away from all the concerns of your everyday life. Sunrise, sunsets, walk on a beach that is never crowded. Privacy, quiet, and solitude. Cottage has full kitchen, hot tub, ocean views, and it's only a short drive to Brookings, Oregon. If you want to go over there to the shops, call Lori at 541-469-3414. That's Cottage by the Sea.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
The McConnell Foundation wishes all active military, their families, and our local veterans who have served happy holidays. This is Shannon Phillips, Vice President of Operations for the McConnell Foundation. This time of year, Americans are serving our nation in places far from home, as they have every holiday season in our country's history. Let's remember as a community the sacrifices our men and women in uniform have made and will continue to make. The McConnell Foundation salutes our active duty and veterans by wishing you happy holidays.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Good morning, everybody.
You're the city boy,
just a city boy. I love that song. I don't know why I love that song. I just have for a long time. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's going to go up to 72 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather Report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. What is it, Bob? Okay. Shasta Gas Propane. 3793. 2.
I would have been able to rattle it right off.
3793. I've only been saying it for 8 years. Okay, hey, I'm here with
Dustin. Yeah, we are veterans, aren't we?
Yeah. Hey, do you have anything in there for, like, dumb? Or something like, you know, things just keep slipping. Okay, now, this is where we left. Pop's 85.
Yes.
Mom passed away. 2 months later, Pop marries a very young, a younger lady with kids in their teens. Or even their 20s. And then now, the kids of Mom and Pop are kind of concerned.
Yes.
Can they be cut out?
Depends on what has been established by Mom and Pop.
Okay.
So, in that circumstance...
The original Mom and Pop.
Original Mom and Pop.
Right.
So, the new wife, wife two, what will happen is the kids will... Generally, it won't come from the kids because they won't know what's happening. So... We'll have wife two call in to schedule an appointment because they need to make some changes or update the plan.
Right.
So they come in and, you know, as estate planning attorneys, we are obligated, ethically obligated, to one, check capacity, make sure the person that's involved has the ability to make the decisions, and two, kind of gauge what's happening because, you know, they have a plan. Well, more often than not, if they've created a plan, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago, it's what's called a marital bypass or an AB trust.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Mom passed, part of that trust became irrevocable, which means part of it can't be changed. Okay.
But you have to put that in there specifically, right?
Yeah, and most of the trusts at that time were that way because it was the most common way to do it. So there was some protection there. Pop would then still be able to make changes to his part of the trust with wife two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But... when that situation occurs, if it's a new marriage, I will usually pass on that. I don't want to get involved in the middle of that because typically what they're trying to do or what the wife too is trying to do is trying to cut out the kids.
Right.
And they can't because the part of the trust that is for Mom, deceased Mom, that part's irrevocable. And that's a vested right for those beneficiaries, which are typically their kids.
As long as that's in the trust.
Yeah.
But if they don't put that in the trust, then she could have it changed.
Correct.
Or they could have it changed.
Part of it, at least. Yeah. So
So there's really no protection for the kids unless they have that one marital trust part to it.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that could occur. You know, for example, if Pop doesn't necessarily have all his capacity, the kids could then have him removed as trustee, and then the kids take over the trust. That's one possibility because...
That could be a battle.
The trustor is, you know, the people that originally created the trust, that's Mom and Pop, they're likely also the trustees. Well, he'll always, as long as Pop's alive, he's always the trustor. The trustee could be changed.
Right.
So that's where the kids would step in and say, look, we're going to manage the affairs of the estate because of what's going on.
Well, who's the one that... takes care of the will. I mean, what do they call them? Not the trustee, but the...
The executor?
Executor.
Yeah, so a will has the executor.
Right, but that doesn't fall into the trust, though, right?
No, so that's a different role. So
if
you're an executor, that means that you are the person appointed by the court to administer the probate proceeding with a will that identifies you as the person.
Okay, all right.
You could still be the administrator. It's if you're in probate without being identified in a will or no will at all.
Yeah. Anyway, Pop, I don't expect you to be doing that. I mean, I know you love your kids.
If you're
listening right now.
But it, you know, it comes up because Pop's lonely and he's got a new wife and he doesn't want to be alone anymore. And kids may not live in the area.
Wants to take care of his wife. That's one of the things she says. Look, I need to be taken care of.
She's putting pressure on him, and you know it's a very difficult situation because of the dynamic that's going on with Pop and new wife and his security and, you know, things that Pop and Mom may have wanted to occur, but now there's interference from the new participant, the new wife. It's avoidable. I mean, there's ways that you can avoid that with planning up front.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, what we do is, in order to avoid this, anymore we call them the bimbo trusts, because you want to avoid this issue. You would appoint when...
A bimbo trust.
Yeah, to avoid... And it goes both ways, male or female, because could be mom still alive.
Be, yeah.
And now
do you call him a bimbette or what? Or a bimber? A bimber.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
So what we do is...
Boy toy.
Upon the death of the first spouse, the trust would require an appointment of a co-trustee of the pool of children. So then automatically, child A... is then co-trustee with mom or dad, and it required that they both sign off on everything so that the kids then know what's happening with the estate at that point.
But you've also seen the fact where the kids, after the family, when the last, parent dies, the kids turns into a real battle.
A bunch of vultures.
I mean, isn't it funny? Because we've seen it lately, how things, not in our family, but we've seen it, people that we knew, and what's happened with that. And it was like, geez.
Yeah, it's
unbelievable.
Even in the best of circumstances, when the siblings get along just fine, there's always that hint of mistrust.
Mm-hmm.
You can't avoid it because, everyone knows the stories. Well, so-and-so ran off with the money, or they screwed someone over on the estate. So there's always that thought that this could happen. And there's money.
Because you hear all these anecdotal.
So there's a fair amount of them that run very smoothly, but I always encourage and advise people, keep accurate records of everything you do, keep every receipt, keep a very clean accounting, so that even if they don't request it, we provide it anyways, just so that there's assurance that everyone's on the same page.
Yeah.
That we're not hiding anything. We're doing everything up front so that they feel comfortable. They don't need to worry about, is my brother or sister, are they taking some of this cash on the side?
It's funny because I feel for people like that, because when my mom passed, she left us some money. And my sister is an attorney, was the executor, and she lived with my sister. I expected that. And who knew where I was going to be at during those times. I never once questioned. Because my sister would just send me things like you're talking about, hey, this is where it's at, and this is what it is, So I saw that, and I looked at it. Frankly, I gave it a cursory look because I just totally trusted my sister.
Yeah.
And to this day I do. And when we got ready to my mom's car, I just paid my sister for her half of it, so I could give it to my daughter.
Yeah.
And but that was just. But there was never once a problem. And I realize now how fortunate I am that my sister and I had that type of relationship.
Yeah, I've had a couple cases, fortunately only a couple, where I knew after the fact, figured out that the executive was stealing. They were taking money because the accounting was clean, but if you leave assets out and you don't ever say anything,
that's
the way it goes.
Hey. And my mom, I had a bunch of stuff that, is still in my sister's house. Mm-hmm. It's almost like it's like a little... like mom's little room is still there.
Yeah.
And I realized why that is, but she said, what do you want, of this? And I think I took a wall clock, and I think that was it.
Yeah.
Just because of the fact that, of the relationship my sister and I had. And I, I realize how lucky I am, that we have love and trust with each other like that after I see all these other people and hear these stories like that. But the best way to get past that is a trust and a lawyer that knows what he's doing, that can be dispassionate about the whole thing.
Yep. Keep it business.
How do people get a hold of you, buddy?
You can call me at 243-6000 or go to my website, douglaswrightlaw.com.
And when what's going to happen is in January, when Linda and I walk in there and get everything done with our trust, we're going to come back when the first day you're there, and we're going to talk about it. Maybe not all the parts of it, because it's only like we've only got like a car and a house worth $42,000. But it's nice.
I'll let you guys talk about it because everything I do is completely confidential.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. Okay, what would you tell people here in the holidays? We've got 2 minutes left. What would you tell people in the holidays?
If you're thinking about planning,
talk
to your family, talk to your kids, bring up this issue and say, ask them if they would be interested in being in charge in the event that you're not. That's an important conversation to have. No one wants the job of a trustee or wants the job of an executor, but some people are willing to do it. There's no bigger or worse surprise than mom and dad have passed, and now you're in charge of the estate. because it's a full-time job.
You know, and this is a good time to do it because it is the holidays. Yep. And maybe you didn't see them at Thanksgiving, but you're going to see them at Christmas. You know, we had to have some really serious conversations about what happens after you all pass away.
Yeah.
You know, what do you want us to – I mean, with the bodies. I mean, we didn't even get into the wills and all that.
Yep.
But the – and all this kind of stuff. But they took care of that, you know. And so – but they gave us all the information. So, okay, that's cool. But this is a good time is to talk to your parents, talk to your loved ones, say, hey, let's make some decisions here. I know it's tough. Because you don't want to think. You don't want to talk about it, but you need to do that.
Yeah, well, everybody is going to pass at some point. It's going to happen.
Nobody's ever figured that out. I mean, even if you take, you know, Ted Williams' head and you freeze it, you cryo-freeze it, that or his body.
Yeah. Well, if he comes back in the meantime,
let us know.
They've got to do something.
Yeah. Hope you left a trust there, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, Doug, you have a real Merry Christmas,
yeah, you
buddy.
You too.
And with your family and all that. And we'll see you next year. Wow, yeah, if not sooner.
It's fun. We have 8-year-old twins and a 5-year-old, and they, you know,
oh, I bet they're great.
Santa still comes, and it's so much fun.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
You see it through their eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the Economic Development Corporation rolling in here, and we're going to talk about just what can we put out at Stillwater. Are the first parts of the marijuana industry going to find homes in Stillwater?
Hey, and coming up on 9 o'clock, news brought to you by Casey on KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Alabama's top elected official estimates the turnout for today's hotly contested U.S. Senate race will likely be around 18-20% of all registered voters. Meanwhile, nominee Roy Moore says outsiders will not dictate to the people of Alabama who represents them in the nation's capital.
We're Alabama. We're Republican. And we're not going to stand by and let other people from out of state and money from California control this election. This election for the people of Alabama.